Well, today's show was a show.
It was something.
We got through it from a guy who got, and I don't want to say zero explanation because Kelly did send me a text, but I wasn't here Friday.
Hold up. He texted you how to run the show?
He texted me.
Well, that's comforting.
So we had that. And we came in Monday. I might have made a few mistakes. Good news is we made it through.
We did.
We gave away some Winstock tickets. We also did Why Should We Talk to You on Monday. And we talked to Sandy. Figure out how her first weekend working in 18 years went.
I know. It was so fun.
That was crazy. We did a whole bunch of other stuff. What else did we do? I tried it. Maybe it's just me.
What do you do if you grew up kind of broke?
Yeah,
you know?
Because I'm semi-looking poor to this morning is what Chelsea pointed out. We got all that for you in the podcast, and it starts now.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
It's the Kelly Jordan Show with Brian and Chelsea. Kelly on vacation until Monday next week. We're hoping he comes back a little bit sooner. At least I am. Look, we've been on the air for, what, an hour?
We made it to 7 o'clock.
We made it to 7 o'clock, and I had mentioned before, I've only screwed up half the time. It's only been half the time. But here's the thing about doing this show, and I say it almost every time I fill in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get anxiety getting on the air. Like, this is, the talking part is easy for me.
Right.
I've got four screens in front of me. I've got more buttons than an aircraft carrier probably has.
That's what people don't know, but like the board in front of you, it's like a spaceship.
This basically. Whole thing is a spaceship.
You are inside a spaceship. Like I picture like the NASA rocket launch. Like that's what you're doing right now.
And out of all people, they
by yourself.
And out of all people they trust to run the NASA rocket ship in this building, I'm the guy they chose.
Well, dude, if we didn't have software that was like from 1890, I could run that.
Look,
a lot of buttons.
When I first got into radio, so I came from a station in Minneapolis that well known. It's got a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
My first like full time radio job was down in Winona. And the board that I had was rotary. It was a turn dial volume button. And I remember sitting there going, is this radio? Is this what my life has become? It was one screen, turn button knobs. And now I'm here, four screens. More buttons than I can even understand are in front of me.
And even when they're off, they could be on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not confusing at all.
I had a couple of people texting in saying they heard the chipmunks on the air. That's what I'm going to go with. It was that we had Alvin and the Chipmunks in studio at the wrong time. We turned the mics on when
Thank
we should
Thank you for your grace. It's Monday. And here's the funny thing. Like, Brian and I, like, we are part of the morning show.
Yes.
But do we love getting up early in the morning? Like, no.
The other thing is, like, I don't drink coffee. So I don't drink any coffee. I don't do anything
dude,
to wake
I've been,
up.
I've been hitting it hard.
What are you on, like cup five?
Here. I put protein in my coffee. Like I've been hitting this thing. I'll do like three more of these.
I was just reading that researchers say you shouldn't drink coffee right away in the morning.
I don't. I got an hour and 15-minute commute, so I drink it about halfway through.
There's a lot of people that drink. They say you shouldn't do it because your hormone levels aren't where they need to be when you drink them.
I'm a woman. You don't got to tell me about that, man.
I wasn't saying you specifically.
I am locked and loaded. No, I'm not offended. I'm just saying there's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's what I read that and I go, I don't know. I've met some people right away in the morning that's like, don't touch me. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me unless I've had coffee. I feel like anyone that works at a coffee shop in general should get a raise for having to deal with those people right away at 5 in the morning.
It's so good, though. When I worked at Starbucks, it was the third busiest Starbucks in the West Coast. I was between Tacoma and Seattle.
Oh, you were in the Starbucks area.
Oh, hex, yeah. It's like where it was invented.
Obviously.
And we would have drive-thru open at 3 a.m. So I was opening at 2, and they would come through. They get their venti Americanos, their soy chai lattes, and all that stuff. But you know what? It was making people happy because it was like, here you go. Here's your drink.
Were you making them happy, or was the coffee making them happy?
Both. Both. Handing it to them.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie. I really appreciate that coffee. It's delicious.
But just the aroma, man. It just... So why don't you drink coffee?
Because I get the jitters. I get really bad. So I can drink like an energy drink, but if I drink coffee, I get the shakes. Bad.
And then something else after.
Yeah, mainly just the shakes for the full part of it.
I kind of want to see you.
No, you don't. No, you don't. And trust me, people have seen it and they go, yikes. You need to figure it out, man.
So... I am literally in your corner this morning. I'm literally in the... All I can do is just cheer you on.
Be in my... You're like my mom at my sports game. I struck out four times. Like, you got it next time, honey.
Hey, hold up. I'm not old enough to be your mama, but no.
You get what I mean.
I got your back.
You get what I mean.
I got your back.
On Friday, Chelsea and Kelly talked with Sandy, who had her first part-time job in 18 years after being a stay-at-home mom. We're on the phone with her right now. Sandy, how was your first weekend working in 18 years?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my feet hurt a little bit still. But you know what? was amazing was, I look at fashion magazines and I consider myself, let's say, current. But sure. My God, there's so many, these kids come in and they buy, well, they spend a lot of money, more money than I ever used to. But they wear these midriff tops now.
Mm.
Like they're like the, you know what I'm, and like their whole, you know, waist. I mean, I don't know. It's just different. But it was fun to get to know the public in that way. And certainly, you know, it was eye opening really, but it was fun. It was. I'm challenged, but I'm okay with it.
That's so cool. So you went back to work with your daughter who worked at this boutique, and yeah, I think of my mom's closet when she was raising us kids. We were the last. Or she was the last person to spend money on herself. We always had what we needed to wear, so her wardrobe got a little outdated. It sounds like you're still pretty current, but I just love that 18 years raising your kids. Now you're back out in the fashion world and seeing all these kids running around in crop tops.
Exactly. But you know, the years of the down. Okay, I don't mean to be critical. But let me just say this. I'm not used to music blasting.
And this is a poppin' boutique.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm not into every single new song. I mean, believe me, it wasn't just Taylor Swift. That's great. It was just, oh, my goodness. Like
Justice Bieber and things like that were playing on the airwaves.
Oh, yeah, loud music. So even though my feet hurt, I might have to wear earmuffs the next time.
No, don't do that. Then you're going to get dated, and then everyone's going to make fun of you. You don't want to do that one.
Unless you're selling the earmuffs.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know what I'm saying. It's you know, that they do really blast the music now. I guess it's a selling point.
There you go. Yeah, the people actually do spend more money when they like the music. If they don't like the music, they run out of the store. How was it working with your daughter? Because she was kind of supervising you and training you in.
Well, I think the role reversal was, you know, was fun. I don't think she was challenged. I was a little taken aback, but I got used to it. I mean, you know, I know what it's like to work. I can remember. My mind is still pretty sharp, so I remember back in the day when I had my jobs, and you know, before getting married and so forth, and having children. But it was fun. It was fun. We have a good time. It's going to be, I think it'll be something that, you know, will be something that we will remember. It'll be a good in the memory bank.
So she didn't do any power trip thing. It was like, Mom, I'm the boss today. You're not the boss here type of thing.
Did she call you Mom at work?
Not if she doesn't want to get, get me glaring at her.
Oh,
no,
boy.
Sandy, did she call you Mom at work?
Well, that was the tricky part. She had, you know, she called me by my first name.
It had to be weird.
So,
That was weird, you know, like.
So after your first weekend there, I mean, do you feel like this is going to be a full, like you're going to go there a lot more? Or did you feel like maybe this isn't your thing? You might want to try something different, but still be in the working field.
I'm going to stick with it. I mean, I'm not going to increase the time spent there because I still have a lot of, you know, responsibilities at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I will, you know, look forward to the change of venue.
Proud of you.
Well, that's amazing.
Thank
Sandy.
You.
Well, and congratulations on your first job in 18 years. That's
Woo!
Awesome.
She didn't get fired.
And you didn't get fired by your daughter. If you do get fired by your daughter, make sure you call us because we want to hear that
so
story
fired.
For sure.
I'm young again. Thank
there you go.
You so
yeah, girl.
Much.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Sandy. You have a great rest of your day. All right.
Bye for now.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
How did your family save money? Maybe cut a few corners, growing up specifically. All right, 320-656-9453, because you are calling me out of my headphones right
now. I am. Why do you insist on wearing broken, janky things?
Now, in my defense, only one ear is semi-broken. I have to fiddle with the cord. But growing up, we like...
There's only one ear that has a cord.
Yeah, but that one cord works for the other ear. Look, it's confusing. But growing up, my parents would always tell me, you're going to make this last. Right, you get a pair of shoes, I'm making those last through the entire school year. And like, I played basketball growing up.
Oh gosh.
So, I know, for how tall I am, playing basketball wasn't great.
So were your basketball shoes, your street shoes, and your school shoes?
Now, I did get new basketball shoes, but once my other shoes went out, those were my new running around shoes.
Oh my gosh.
So like, I got two pairs of shoes every year, which I know it's still very fortunate of me. I'm not complaining about that.
Oh.
But we would stretch everything out. I got my brother's hand-me-downs.
And I remember when I had posters in my room. Instead of using thumbtacks or tape, because I wasn't allowed to use up all the tape, I would find like pins around the house that are just like, and I'd stick those in my wall, and that's how I would hang up posters in my room.
You weren't allowed to use or abuse tape.
Well, because I used to tape my nose upwards and make myself look like a pig.
I would waste
the tape. It wasn't because we were that broke. I just would waste it in the most generic way possible.
You know, we were pretty thrifty too with four kids. Like we would go and we would get one outfit each, like a brand new outfit for school. And so that was our thing. I would always get hand-me-downs from my brother. I always had his jeans when he would grow out of them.
Sure.
And then I'd ruin them playing baseball on the playground. There were three summers that, to cut costs, my parents said no air conditioning, no cable TV. No cable TV, no nothing. And we played outside all the time. And you know what, Brian? Growing up, I thought I had a really good childhood, but there were always some of those rich kids at school that would always wear the Doc Martens that cost like $200. They always had the latest things.
It's funny you say that, because I went to a private college for a little bit. And
oh,
I knew I was
out of here.
I knew it was only a semester. And I knew I was an outcast because we were talking one day and this one girl goes, "Oh, I left something in my mud room." And I went, "What's a mud room?" And she goes, "You don't know what a mud room is?" I was like, "I have no idea." She's like, "It's the room where you go to take your shoes off, and then you go in the house." I go, "You have a room separate to taking your shoes off?
Just for taking shoes off?"
And they were like, "Where do you take?" I was like, "The front door?" Like, "What? Where else do you take your shoes off?"
Did you come in through the garage and it's always right there?
We didn't have a garage. Just want to point that one out, okay? We had... Actually, my grandma turned it into an apartment. That's a whole separate story. But how did you cut corners? How did your family save money back in the day? Let me know. 320-656-9453. Somebody's on the phone now. What do you got for us? Hello?
Hi. We were so poor when I was young. Usually, we ate for dinner was like the macaroni noodles with ketchup on it.
Yes. Okay. Mine wasn't that bad. My dad would make spaghetti surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
So he would make spaghetti. Surprise, and the sauce, surprise. And then he always felt like he needed a meat. Whatever meat he had, he threw it in.
Gosh.
I've had spaghetti with chicken, with pepperoni, with breakfast sausage, with ground beef, with salami, and I want to say I've had it with summer sausage as well.
That's love.
That's six separate meats that don't belong, five of which don't belong in spaghetti.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we would have mac and cheese probably every day and hot dogs, but we'd also have hot dogs. They didn't want to pay for the hot dog buns, right?
Why would you?
Because those are expensive.
Did you use bread?
We used bread.
Yes. Yeah. That was a classy move, though. It really was.
That hit, and it was always a fight. We would literally get into fights of who would eat the heel, because nothing could be wasted in my household. Because there are starving kids, you know, in Africa across the world that could eat that. And so then we would get guilted. Yeah.
Joni texted it. My mom would save bags from cereal boxes and use those as wax paper. Any way to save a doll? Look, that's genius.
Hey.
That's ingenuity.
To warm up your feet, because we would have hand-me-down boots, it would be the bread bags. To keep your feet warm for insulation.
That is insane.
100%.
That one is cool. All right. So
it works.
How your family saved money growing up. All right. Or right now. 320-656-9453. We just want to talk about it because I know I need new headphones. Dude, I do, but.
You look a mess.
They still work. Until they actually break, I don't think I'm going to get rid of them. Let us know. 320-656-9453.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
How did your family save money? Maybe cut a few corners, growing up specifically.
Oh.
All right, 320-656-9453, because you are calling me out of my headphones right
I am.
Now.
Why do you insist on wearing broken, janky things?
Now, in my defense, only one ear is semi-broken. I have to fiddle with the cord. But growing up,
there's only one ear that has a cord.
Yeah, but that one cord works for the other ear. Look, it's confusing. But growing up, my parents would always tell me, "You're going to make this last." Right, you get a pair of shoes, I'm making those last through the entire school year. And like, I played basketball growing up.
Oh gosh.
So, I know, for how tall I am, playing basketball wasn't great.
So were your basketball shoes, your street shoes, and your school shoes?
Now, I did get new basketball shoes, but once my other shoes went out, those were my new running around shoes.
Oh my gosh.
So like, I got two pairs of shoes every year, which I know it's still very fortunate of me. I'm not complaining about that.
Oh.
But we would stretch everything up. I got my brother's hand-me-downs. And I remember when I had posters in my room, instead of using thumbtacks or tape, because I wasn't allowed to use up all the tape, I would find like pins around the house that are just like, were ra- and I'd stick those in my wall, and that's how I would hang up posters in my room.
You weren't allowed to use or abuse tape.
Well, because I used to tape my nose upwards and make myself look like a pig. I would waste the tape. It wasn't because we were that broke. I just would waste it in the most generic way possible.
You know, we were pretty thrifty too with four kids. Like we would go and we would get one outfit each, like a brand new outfit for school. And so that was our thing. I would always get hand-me-downs from my brother. I always had his jeans when he would grow out of them.
Sure.
And then I'd ruin them playing baseball on the playground. There were three summers that to cut costs, my parents said no air conditioning, no cable TV. No cable TV, no nothing. And we played outside all the time. And you know what, Brian? Growing up, I thought I had a really good childhood, but there were always some of those rich kids at school that would always wear the Doc Martens that cost like $200. They always had the latest things.
It's funny you say that because I went to a private college for a little bit. And it was only a semester. And I knew I was an outcast because we were talking one day and this one girl goes, "Oh, I left something in my mudroom." And I went, "What's a mudroom?" And she goes, "You don't know what a mudroom is?" I was like, "I have no idea." She's like, "It's the room where you go to take your shoes off, and then you go in the house." I go, "You have a room separate to taking your shoes off?
Just for taking shoes off?"
And they were like, "Where do you take?" I was like, "The front door? Like, what? Where else do you take your shoes off?"
Did you come in through the garage, and it's always right there?
We didn't have a garage. Just want to point that one out, okay? We had... Actually, my grandma turned it into an apartment. That's a whole separate story. But how did you cut corners? How did your family save money back in the day? Let me know. 320-656-9453. Somebody's on the phone now. What do you got for us? Hello?
Hi. We were so poor when I was young. Usually, we ate for dinner was like the macaroni noodles with ketchup on it.
Yes. Okay. Mine wasn't that bad. My dad would make spaghetti surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
So he would make spaghetti. Surprise, and the sauce, surprise. And then he always felt like he needed a meat. Whatever meat he had, he threw it in.
Gosh.
I've had spaghetti with chicken, with pepperoni, with breakfast sausage, with ground beef, with salami, and I want to say I've had it with summer sausage as well.
That's love.
That's six separate meats that don't belong, five of which don't belong in spaghetti.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we would have mac and cheese probably every day and hot dogs, but we'd also have hot dogs. They didn't want to pay for the hot dog buns, right?
Why would you?
Because those are expensive.
Did you use bread?
We used bread.
Yes. That was a classy move, though. It really was.
That hit. And it was always a fight. We would literally get into fights of who would eat the heel because nothing could be wasted in my household. Because there are starving kids, you know, in Africa across the world that could eat that. And so then we would get guilted. Yeah.
Joni texted it. My mom would save bags from cereal boxes and use those as wax paper. Way to save a doll? Look, that's genius.
Hey.
That's ingenuity.
To warm up your feet because we would have hand-me-down boots. It would be the bread bags. To keep your feet warm for insulation.
That is insane.
100%.
That one is cool. All right. So
it works.
How your family saved money growing up. All right. Or right now. 320-656-9453. We just want to talk about it because I know I need new headphones. Dude, I do, but.
You look a mess.
They still work. Until they actually break, I don't think I'm going to get rid of them. Let us know. 320-656-9453 is the Kelly Jordan Show. Kelly Jordan Show. Brian Riley alongside with me is Chelsea. As Kelly's on vacation. I was asking you exactly how did your family save money growing up?
Yeah.
That was the big thing. And of course, we had a lot of text messages coming in. It's more like, how poor were you growing up? Which we didn't mean it that way. We actually just wanted to know how your family saved a few bucks. A lot of text messages rolling through so far this morning.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So a lot of these shortcuts and stuff. So Joni said there were 10 in my family. Talk about expensive. We use cottage cheese containers for Easter baskets. Sandra, we would go to the day old bread store. Subway will still do that. You can get day old bread. It's just as good.
I know you can do that at Jimmy John's too.
Super cheap. Oh gosh. Okay, so we have Tog. He said, we didn't have enough money to buy a camera, so my mother would borrow one from a neighbor to capture special occasions. That's back in the day. Hand-me-down clothes. Oh, yeah, this is a first-time texter. Father on their farm. It was child slave labor. You make your kids work.
Anyway to keep a couple of dollars there, that you're fine.
Hey, that's fair.
656-9453. Got some people on hold. Good morning. What do you got for us?
Hello, we were so broke that we used to get the government free cheese in the powdered milk. My dad would actually make 2 gallons of milk out of one. He'd put half powdered milk and half regular milk, and that's what we had to drink. Disgusting.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've never had powdered milk. Did it ever get clumpy? Does it come out clumpy sometimes, or do you got to mix that bad boy real good?
No, you got to mix it really good, and sometimes it still turns out clumpy, but it was gross.
Did he ever add extra water to it to kind of make it stretch sometimes?
Yep.
And then you'd have skim milk.
Yeah, that's what it is. And he called that skim milk.
Hey, do what you got to do.
And now you buy milk by the gallon, two at a time, because you know you can, right?
That's right, I do.
That's right. You got to show off where you're at nowadays. Well, hey, we appreciate the phone call. Let's take another one. Hello, good morning. What do you got for us?
Hi, good morning, guys. So you have to beep this, but my mom used to make something called a shingle.
Oh, yeah.
A cream tuna on toast.
Oh, she do tuna.
Yeah, we always had tuna, but it was like a floury gravy type cream sauce with tuna on toast.
I know you're not the only one. When I lived down in Winona, we would go to Wisconsin. There was this breakfast place. I can't remember what it was called, but that was one of their staple meals on the menu.
I crave it every now and again, but that was originally made back in the Great Depression era to save money for, it was salesmen, traveling salesmen, who wanted something that had all the food components, but was really cheap.
A history lesson.
Oh, boy.
On the Kelly Jordan Show. Do you still eat it to this day?
I was just going to ask.
No, I didn't like it then, and thank goodness I have not had to. I'd rather eat ramen before I eat cream tuna on toast.
I still eat ramen. Actually, that's on the menu tonight, ramen. Ooh, getting classy up in the Riley household. Well, hey,
I do love ramen.
Oh, who doesn't? Well, hey, we appreciate the phone call this morning.
All right. Thank you, guys. You're doing great.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
I was seeing this. Chelsea, quick question. What's the most money you would spend on a meal for yourself?
Oh, my gosh.
Like going out. I don't mean buying groceries and then doing that. If you went out to a restaurant, where do you feel like the most money you would spend on one meal?
Well, this happened for my birthday.
Okay.
You and I are both foodies.
Yes.
I love food. I watch all the cooking shows. I'm like, I want to have that experience where you have the tasting menu, like a 7-course tasting menu from
an
elite chef. I did this at the Strat in Las Vegas for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
They had a dress code. All right. So you could not go in there.
So I'm not invited to that.
Well, I brought Chris, right? And for my birthday, and they almost kicked him out because he was just wearing like these cargo shorts. And I was like, how do I play this off? Like I found him on the street, and so I'm bringing him for a nice dinner, and I was dressed to the nines. And the overall bill, just for me, I had a Wagyu beef steak.
Yep.
I had the lobster tail. I have these Brussels sprouts. That's where you pay a la carte for each vegetable.
Yep.
The bill, oh man, you're going to judge me. This wasn't even the wine that came with
it. Okay, this is excluding wine.
Which is like $30 a glass, by the way.
Okay, I'm ready to have a heart attack. You let it rip.
Just for me.
This is just you.
Not his food. Just for me, it was $370. $370 for a dinner.
God.
I didn't get anything else for my birthday. Like,
no, obviously. If you did, holy cow.
Or Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, grand total bill was close to $500.
Gosh, I need your contract. But still, that was, I was looking at, the reason I bring this up is because there's a restaurant in Chicago selling a soup for $1,800.
For soup.
It's made with a rare cognac, caviar, red snapper from the Gulf of Mexico, and gold flakes.
See, the gold flakes, to me, it's like, what's up with that?
Here's my question.
Are gold
flakes really that expensive? Because you put it in gold schlager, and people drink that like it's nobody's business.
Because it's gold, dude.
But it's in gold schlager, and you buy a bottle of that, I think, for $25.
Yeah, but there's, I think it's a little more than that.
Is it?
But there's just like an ounce in that. And I think it's, do they have all the purities or impurities in them?
It doesn't say. They have a signature dish called the bookbinder soup, which is $10. And this luxurious upgrade, which is made with all of this stuff, will cost you $1,893 in Chicago.
You better lick the bowl when you're done. That's all I'm saying.
I better get the bowl for free. What do you mean lick the bowl? No chance of that. If you like Pixar movies, I think you're going to like this one.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one.
It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
And with Daylight Savings, you might actually want to go home and watch this movie as like a way to just chill out and have a mind-numbing. I like to put mind-numbing things on TV when I'm tired, just so I don't feel like I need to pay attention to it.
You're talking to the girl who watched Dumb and Dumber and laughed so hard and sent you screenshots the whole time.
Yeah, I was wondering if you saw that for the first time. But I just found this out, and this is actually kind of crazy. So you know the movie Toy Story?
Love Toy Story, yeah.
Tim Allen and Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks does the voice of Woody. Tim Allen does the voice of Buzz Lightyear. Well, originally, Billy Crystal was offered the role of Buzz Lightyear in the movie Toy Story.
I can't see that.
Neither can I, but he turned it down, and it ended up going to Tim Allen. Now, if you're wondering who Billy Crystal is, Billy Crystal's the guy with the, what was the cowboy movie? Now I'm losing it.
City Slickers?
City Slickers. Thank you. Thank you for making me sound smarter than I am.
And When Harry Met Sally.
And When Harry Met Sally and all of those.
Monsters, Inc.
There you go. Well, it's funny. It's funny you say that. So when Pixar found out Billy Crystal called that the biggest mistake of his career.
Oh, turning it down?
They offered him the role of Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc.
Oh!
So the reason he got that job was because he turned down the role of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story.
It was a pity cast.
Well, it worked out because I can't picture anyone else being Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc.
Fits him to a T.
He accepted it, and Monsters, Inc. ended up being one of the other most successful Pixar movies in history.
Now, to be an actor, right,
you're
playing all these different roles, to be the biggest mistake in your career to turn down a cartoon.
Well, the thing is, Toy Story went on to be, like, the biggest animated movie. But did you know that Matt Damon turned down the role of being the lead in Avatar?
Oh.
So Matt Damon, another one, he was actually supposed to be Sully in the movie Avatar. Turned it down because he was doing the Bourne Ultimatum movies and the Bourne whatever.
Of course he was.
So he was like, I don't know. I don't think I'll have time to do it. It's not my thing, whatever.
I don't have time to run around with these blue people running around. They didn't get the concept.
Yeah. And he turned down the biggest movie franchise.
Now, right?
Could you imagine turning that one down?
Ugh.
That's unbelievable. And the crazy other thing about that is, just throwing out facts this morning.
That's all
we're doing. Zoe Saldana, who plays his wife in that movie, one of the most successful actresses of our decade because she was in the Guardians of the Galaxy series. She was in the Avatar series.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another movie that I can't think of off the top of my head, but she's been in three of the most popular movies in this decade. Oh, and she was in Endgame, of course, and all that. So being a part of all of that, the most successful movie franchises she's been a part of.
There you go.
Which is kind of
cool. I love
cool
how you know more of her movies than you do Billy Crystal.
I know Billy Crystal. I'm just having a break. Hey, look, right now it's supposed to be 7:53. I'm blaming Daylight Savings. All the mistakes that I've had today, Daylight Savings. I'm going to bed as soon as I get home. I don't have anything. I don't have to bartend. I got nothing.
You can't go fishing.
I can't go fishing because there's no ice anymore. I'm just twiddling my thumbs. I'll work on the show, I promise. I wasn't here on Friday. That was my other faux pas. So I'm just...
You were doing hacky.
Yeah, I'm out here just kind of guns blazing, hoping for the best. Just aiming at a target and hoping we hit it. I think I nailed Maybe It's Just Me today. I really did.
Yeah, this is probably just you.
Okay, well, look, if you found it interesting, like I did, thank you very much. If you didn't, I don't care. Just like Kelly doesn't care when you have...
It's
what
true.
He has
they,
to say.
They don't.
We don't care.
They don't.
And the best part is, we're going to do it again tomorrow. And it might be worse.
Woo.
Sorry. That's just what we do. And we do this every single day. Bringing it to you. Maybe it's just me on the Kelly Jordan Show.
Imagine this. A dog goes missing and is trapped for 10 days just feet from your home. We have that story coming up for you in Happy Hour.
It's time to focus on the good news with Happy Hour.
It makes me happy.
A beloved family dog, Brian, went missing for 10 days.
Was
finally found safe and sound. I would be losing my mind.
I mean, you are the animal lover of the room.
I went searching for a cat when she escaped and got out. I was out in the woods for over 2 hours. I didn't care how cold it was.
Did you find the cat?
And you know who helped me find her? My dogs. And that's what happened in this situation.
Really?
Too. Yeah. So they, when a kid goes missing, that's different. They send out the drones. They send out the Coast Guard. They send out everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When a pet goes missing, they evaluate kind of the risks, you know, that go with it.
Right.
But there are animal rescues who will help you find your lost pets. And this is what happened. So a beloved family dog, Pepper, 6 years old, she's a Bernese black lab mix, went missing from her home in Blue River. The family had been out hiking.
Mm-hmm.
She ran off. She's solid black. It started getting dark. Oh, they couldn't find her. She wasn't coming back. And they were really, really freaking out. So they set out the standard search protocols. They put out a scent station on their front porch. So it was the owner's like dirty clothes, a dog bed. They set up cameras. They made social media posts to spread awareness. They hung huge neon colored signs in the neighborhood. Dog is missing. Where is she? They even had all their neighbors went out. There was a total of 50 of them looking for this dog, but they're surrounded by woods.
Yeah.
There's a creek that is pretty fast moving, and there were large drifts of snow everywhere, and they could not find her. Finally, on day 10, there was a search and rescue. They said, you know what? Sometimes dogs get scared, so why don't we go out in the woods with some other dogs and maybe she'll, you know, show up then.
Sure.
And sure enough, there was a yellow lab that scented something and started barking along the bank 274 feet from the house.
Oh, wow.
274
feet. That's
right there. Right there next to the house. She was trapped under these muddy roots of this tree that was on the riverbank. And she's solid black. And Kevin, one of the rescuers, he just saw the glint of her dog tag. She was huddled down, starving and cold and scared, trapped by snowbanks. And this other dog saw her when nobody else could. They walked past her hundreds of times. And they were able to climb in, rescue her, and carry her home. Pepper is now safe and warm.
Yeah.
And dry.
And she couldn't bark or anything when she was...
She was so cold and scared that she didn't bark. Not all dogs will. So
I had a dog a long time ago, and I remember in the backyard, we let him on a leash, and then every once in a while he'd get off. It would take me an hour and a half to wrangle that.
Isn't because, that crazy?
Because they think that you're playing.
Yeah.
So he always thought, we lived right next to a highway where he just went underneath the fence. Now I got to jump a fence near a highway to grab a dog.
Oh my gosh. And all the worst case scenarios are going through your head.
That's all. Yeah. And he just wants to play. And I'm like, no, you get over here. And of course, he gets all the thorns and things stuck to him. Like, yeah, that's what you get for doing something like that. That's unbelievable.
So for 10 days, just a few hundred feet from the house, she was right there.
And that's why we do stories like this all the time on Happy Hour. We have to. And the reason is because you don't get that stuff on the news.
No.
You get none of that on the news. So we bring it to you here. It's Happy Hour, all thanks to our friends over at Audio Video Extremes. All right, it's our bonus track. It's our first break from this morning, our first break after daylight savings time, which we had mentioned kind of screwed both of us up
rough.
A little bit.
It was rough.
It was a little tougher to wake up this morning. I won't lie. We also talked about my headphones and how trashy those looked.
Yeah, you can see that pic on our socials. And I almost broke up over ordering pizza over the weekend.
And I got to broadcast the state high school hockey championship this weekend. So a lot to get into, and we got that for you right now. Leave the show up to me. And Chelsea, which, again, I didn't even have my headphones plugged in. That's how you know it's going to be a good show.
And your headphones are, like, missing.
Oh, my God.
What's up? Missing. Can I take a picture?
Yeah, you can. Please. Oh, it looks so bad. So
this
I have...
the Hot Mess Express.
And just to clarify, my headphones, the earpieces, they work. The headphones work, but the earpieces, I've had them for so long. Chelsea, you'll post this on the Facebook page, right? Yeah, you'll post this.
What is wrong with you and Kelly?
I don't know.
Look at
this. It looks, yeah, everyone could see that right now. But so I have these headphones, and I've had them since I've been in radio, so for over 10 years. I've got them as a gift, and they're like Beats by Dre. They're good headphones.
Dude, I had Beats, too.
And so...
What happened? Your Beats got beat.
Yeah, they got beat up.
They got
good.
Beat up.
And so the
Hang
inner...
on, one more photo. Give me
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I'm having a photo shoot early on in this morning.
Hang
this
on,
is exactly what I want to do at 6 a.m.
You're looking good.
Yeah, so I have these headphones, and the inner stuffing of them are falling out, and the covering for them...
You know what they look like? When you were playing with Play-Doh, and you're, like, shoving it through, you know, as you're, like, making, like, Play-Doh noodles.
Yes.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, I look like a dog with dangly ears right now with the styrofoam that is coming out of it.
You're a big dog, so.
We are struggling a little. Well, I should say I am struggling a little bit this morning, but we got a lot of good stuff going on. Of course, we're going to talk to, I think her name is Kim. Was that who you were talking to on Friday?
No, close. Michelle.
Yeah, I was close. One of those letters. But she had a job for the first time in 18 years. So we got that for you coming up at 7 o'clock. How was your weekend, Chelsea?
It was a pretty good weekend. So my horse is having issues, Brian.
Oh,
and
boy.
I've been, his foot, he has an abscess on his foot, which is basically, I'm not going to go into the details.
No. Before you get into it, do you have to use that chisel thing to, like, clean off the hooves?
You know these things.
I saw it on TikTok or YouTube or something. It is the most... satisfying video of all time.
Where he gets in there and almost like a potato peeler.
Yes.
Get away.
And they peel it away. Mm-hmm. What is that called, by the way?
That is, well, that's a knife. That's just like a, yeah, it's, but like a hoof, it's like a hoof knife.
But what is that called when you're doing that
to a hoof pick? Well, a farrier. A farrier would do that, farrier work. But no, I didn't have to do all that because it's inside. So the abscess blew out, basically. I was like, oh, my horse has a hole in his foot. So he is getting eucalyptus Epsom salt foot baths.
This is a horse?
Twice a day. And he just sits there with his giant foot. The one that came down on me, by the way. So I'm looking at this foot. This foot and I have a relationship.
Right.
And he just soaks and it smells so good. And then he just eats his grain and he's on a ton of antibiotics. And this is what he does. And he just, and he milks the whole thing. He just looks so sad. He's like, thank you.
You are living this. That horse is living the dream.
It's for the next 10 days. He doesn't want to be ridden. I'm saying that's what he's. Yeah. So that was it. And then I almost got a divorce with my boyfriend over pizza.
Why?
I love Domino's. He loves Pizza Hut. I had my app up. I had everything ready to go. My exact order that I've been ordering for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want Pizza Hut. And so we got into the biggest battle, and I went to bed.
Over the whole thing?
I pouted, and I went to bed. And then I came out and had a chicken tender, and then I went to bed.
Remind me to never play games with you. To ever. And the fact that you're going to pout over not getting your pizza, no, I don't want to know what it's like playing Monopoly. Hey,
I am a different person when I become hangry.
Why didn't you go grab a snack?
I should have.
Go grab a Snickers bar. They're supposed to fix it for everybody.
It was the scene out of The Notebook, and I don't even know if you've watched this yet.
The Notebook?
Yeah.
Shockingly, I have.
Oh my gosh. So where he's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
That was me to him. I'm like, what do you want?
It sounded like he wanted Pizza Hut and you didn't.
He hit me with the I don't care, but I knew he cared because he makes comments after we get Domino's.
You know what the secret is?
What's the secret?
The secret is, and I saw this, again, social media, your best friend at some points. You tell somebody, I have a surprise for you, and we're going to go to your favorite restaurant, or we're going to order your favorite food.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're going to go, what is it? And go, you have to guess. And whatever they say, you just agree, and that's where you're going to get food.
Then I got to eat Pizza Hut.
You know what? Get over it one day. One day, get over it, and you'll be fine. You'll survive. Just eat it. I don't know. Close your eyes. You won't even notice what the difference is.
First world problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you do this with your girlfriend when you guys are trying to figure out where to go to eat?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, I just kind of go, we're going to go here. And that's just the way it works.
See?
That's just the way it is.
That's opposite of the advice you just gave. I'm that person.
Or you go, what do you want? And then what they say is what I'll go with. That's the dumbest argument to have is over food.
I know.
Because then you get into a bad mood. And then, like you said, you are hangry. And now it's double time. I'm out on that.
So I just ordered what I wanted yesterday and then I was happy. I was a totally different person.
It sounds like you should have just done that from the get-go things would have worked out.
I was sitting there shoving pizza in my mouth. I'm like, I love you so much. I'm so sorry we were fighting.
I got so screwed up over daylight savings yesterday. So that whole spring forward nonsense, we gained an hour, which, by the way, does anybody know, is this the last one we're doing?
Well, okay, so it made it to the House, and they're like, it's called the Sunshine Act.
Okay.
And it made it to the House. Then it got stalled in Congress. So they were supposed to say, hey, last year, that was the last daylight savings. We're going to spring forward, which means we lose an hour. Kelly says it doesn't affect anybody.
That's a lie.
You and I say different because technically my alarm clock was set at 2:30 this morning.
Yeesh.
Great. That used to be the time I went to bed. So anyways, I don't know if the Sunshine Act is killed or if they're going to vote on it. It's election year. They got some other things on the docket. I can't believe that they even have to vote over something like this.
So the fact that we have to go to government in order to make sure that we can get sleep is insane. It's been a busy weekend for me. So if you didn't already know this, some of us for the radio station, not just here, but in St. Cloud, I do sports. I broadcast sports.
Yes, you did. You had a big
and so
weekend.
I had a huge week this
big
last
weekend.
Week. And the next 3 weeks are going to be insane. So this last week was the state hockey tournament here in Minnesota.
So good.
And if you have never been, I recommend you find tickets somewhere. And go, because it is a sports spectacle. It is the craziest thing in the world.
And they are so good. I would argue, I might get some flack for this, but I would argue that as far as high school sports go, like hockey is in its own league.
Especially in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. It
really is. It's completely different. So I had the opportunity to broadcast the state tournament this weekend. So it was Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And so I was at the XL Energy Center all three of those days. Got to broadcast the state championship, which was Really cool. Something that I never thought I would actually do.
And you never know, because if they lost Wednesday, that would have been it.
That would have been. They would have played in the consolation at Aldrich Arena. But either way, or not Aldrich, at wherever. Either way, it was just an experience. So I got to do that all weekend long. Talking for 3 hours straight is a lot more tiring than people would imagine.
Do you have an announcer voice?
No, I enunciate more.
Oh, you have
to. I have to. Yeah. And so it's funny because I'll talk to people and they'll be like, what's your radio voice? I'd be like, it's me clearer. That's the only difference of what I have. Because that's all I can bring to the table. So I had that going for us, and it was a lot of fun. Congratulations to St. Cloud Cathedral. That was the team we were covering this weekend.
Gosh.
So they state champions, second time in school history. I had a lot of fun doing it. Never thought I would broadcast a state high school hockey championship in my life.
How amazing is that?
It's insane. Except they put you in the nosebleeds, like way up there, like up.
Oh.
Because that's where the broadcasters are. So you're at the very top of the arena looking down.
How do you see?
I've got good eyes.
Okay.
But it's not bad because you get a full aerial. But the downside is you're so high up, you're like, if I lean a little bit too far, I'm going down to the glass. Like, you feel like you're hanging over the edge when you're doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have height fright. So you're afraid of heights.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
And on top of it, you're calling a game. You're like, I have so many emotions happening right now. And I thought when they score a goal, like, I'm jumping, I'm yelling. I think I'm going to flip over the top of the table that I'm in front of.
Crash down.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you on my way down. I was just really excited about the goal.
Hype phrase is a real thing.
Yeah, so it was a good time. It was a busy weekend, and then Sunday I think I slept. I thought I slept in really late, but a daylight saving screwed me up.
Nope. I was up for church. I was up and popping. All good.
I didn't like the whole, 7 p.m. sunshine still.
It was all right.
I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. Just yesterday I didn't like it because I was out of it.
I got to tell you, Brian, now that you're with us, on mornings, get yourself some blackout curtains if you don't have them already.
I'm going to have to.
Because when that sun, and it's a beautiful sunrise, but when it's creeping up and you're like, ugh. Yeah.
I can't wait. So good morning to everybody listening in. And again, Kelly's out on vacation. He's going to be gone all week long. He'll be gone Monday as well. So he'll be back Tuesday.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's just going to be us for the next six days.
Who's he going to text first, you or me?
I don't know. Depends on who screws up first. It depends on who screws up first.